So let's just review quickly where we are now. Now, so now we're coming back to Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. So we took the detour into Bava Kamma from the Tosus of Sof Chama Lava. That Tosus wants to say that if you took a person who was tied up and you put him even where the Sof Chama was going to, even B'makom Shesof Chama Lava, he says it's nearer that you'll be chayav. If you hold isha mishum chitzav, dila inyan misa nami mechayvin be isha mishum chitzav. So that's that happens to be a big question. But according to Tosfos, that's one of the nafkaminas of saying that ish is like an arrow. Right? Now, this is the machlokas in Bava Kamma, is ish like an arrow? When you light a fire and it goes and burns somebody's house down, is that like you launched an arrow? Meaning to say that it's like you destroyed it with your maisa? Or is it a different din? That's a din of like the eish is like your mama. Like you have a chiyuv to watch your fire. And if you didn't watch it, so you're a poshea. But one of the nafkaminas is, will you be chayev misa if you start a fire that kills somebody? If it's like your maisa, so Tosus learns from the case in Bava Kamma that you'll be chayav misa. So here too, he says, if you tied somebody up and you put him into the path of where the sun will come, he's making an enormous analogy. I mean, making a very big analogy, you know, an interesting analogy of fire to the path of the sun. And he's analogizing fire. Sammy, this is very similar to what you were talking about the other day. Right?
Right.
That's just you know exactly where it's going. You know exactly where it's going. So we're saying the fire, it's predictable. If you had all the information, you would know where it would burn. And the sun is more easily predictable. We know exactly its path. So the only thing is, we set the fire, we didn't set the sun. So how is it considered my action? I understand if I light a fire, so it's my action. But I didn't light the sun and set it in motion, so how could that be my action? So that's where Tosfos has to bring in another concept, that there's no difference between lighting the fire and creating its path and putting somebody into something, putting somebody's object into the already created path of the fire. Because that's the other Gemara. That if a person is Mekarev, his friend's wheat to the fire, he's chayev just like he did it. So therefore Tosus combines these things and he says, therefore, if I would take somebody and put him into the path of where the sun will come, it's like I am shining the sun on him biyodayim. In other words, because the chiddush of Eish is that it becomes your Maisa. It's like your Maisa. So if I can say moving someone into the sun is the same as turns it like the shining of the sun is my Maisa, then as long as I know it's coming, I'm considered to be putting it, to being Makariv it, and therefore I am an Osa. It's like my Asiya is involved in the in his exposure to the sun. So that would be Midin Eish. Very difficult though. In other words, the problem is that where the fire is coming is like Sofa Eish Lavo. Now, as Tosfos is bothered like this, now the whole idea of tying the guy up where the sun is coming, to say your putter, means to say that your Maisa doesn't contain the exposure to the sun, because the sun is not present yet. Even though the sun is definitely coming, that's not your Maisa. Your Maisa, there's no Kiyam in your Maisa of the sun. There's no, the sun is not part of your Maisa. All you can say that's part of your Maisa is the path of the sun, but not the sun itself. Just the, where the sun is coming to is part of your Maisa, but not the sun itself. So where the sun is coming to is not a deadly thing. The sun is what's deadly. So your Maisa didn't directly include the Mamus, right? That's the case of, that's what Rava is telling you. That if you tie him up where the sun is coming, you potter. Be the Adam. But now Tosis is saying that there is an institution in the Zikin that does take into account the trajectory of something. And what is that? Aish. Because Aish says, when I light the fire and I create the path of the fire, then all of that, everything that's in the path is contained in my Maisa. So it sort of collapses the whole trajectory into one action. It's like I burnt everything with my hand. Right? So that removes the deficiency of Sof Chamalovo. If I could take advantage of the din of Aish, then I would say that it's like I am then I don't differentiate between the thing and its trajectory. They're both the same. And putting him into the path of the sun would be like putting him into where the sun is now. So Tosis very cleverly says that how could you make the sun like Aish? Aish is what you said. So he says, no, you see that putting something into the path of the fire is also turns that into your Aish. If you put something into the path of the fire, Yechayev Midin Aish. And therefore, and that means to say, if I put it into the path of Sof Aish Lovo, it's like putting it Besocha Aish. So if I put the guy where the Sof Chama Lovo, it's like putting him into the Chama. Midin Aish. So if I hold Aish is like a Maisa Adam, then putting him into the path of where the sun will come is like a Maisa Adam of exposing him to the fire now. And then I should be, then the person should be Chayav Misa. Right? That's his argument. Like we were saying yesterday. So it seems like Tosis is learning a little differently than we were saying yesterday in terms of the question of Eish Mishum Chitzav or Mishum Mamono. That sounds like Tosis is learning that Rabbi Yochanan says the Eish is considered to be your Maisa because it's definite where it's going. It's determined where it's going. So in other words, what's considered your Maisa? The definite outcomes of your action are all considered contained in your Maisa. So therefore, if I set the fire and under normal conditions, it will burn a certain amount, then all of that burning is considered to be the direct outcome of my action. Right? Mm-hmm. The knowledge, whereas Reish Lakish says, you can only define the extent of your action by the koach of your action. And that comes out to be the question between the way Tosis is learning. That according to Reish Lakish, how do I define my action? What's contained in my action? Where is the kiyum of my action? How far is the direct result of my maisa? So if I take something and I throw it, that's considered the direct outcome of my action, because it's going by the koach of my action. According to Reish Lakish, the extent of your action is defined by the extent of your koach. So to the degree that my koach is propelling the object, then it's considered part of my action. But by fire, All I'm doing is lighting it here, and on its own it moves. So Reish Lakish says that's not considered the outcome. That's not considered your action anymore. Your action ceases when your koach ceases. Right? So if I take something and I shoot it, then its motion is mine because its motion is directly from my koach. So my maisa was the pulling back on the bow and the releasing of it. And how much koach did that, and where was the extent of that koach? Where was the direct outcome of that koach? The direct outcome of the koach was transferred to the arrow, and the flight of the arrow is the direct outcome of my koach. Right? Now, as we define your maisa, we have to look at the motion of your body and the effect of the motion of your body. Right? So if I take something and I tear it, or I take a pen and I write, I mean, those are very clear. The motion and the outcome are pretty much simultaneous. Right? I take the paper and I tear it, so then my maisa is the guf is moving in a certain way, and the direct object of that motion is the tear. Or I take a pen and I write, so then the letters are forming with the motion of my body. But there are certain cases where the motion of the body ceases and the object keeps going. So how do I define the direct result? How do I define the result of my maisa in those cases? So Reish Lakish says, we have to look at the cause of that motion. As long as your guf is the cause of that motion, so then it's continuously contained in traced back to the maisa of your guf. So my maisa was the wind up and the throw. I stop moving, but the ball keeps flying. But the flying is the direct outcome of that motion of my arm. So then that whole maisa, that whole trajectory is my maisa. But if I took a match and I lit one stick over here, and then on its own, because of the wind and the nature of fire and the nature of wood, it continued to burn and burn and burn, that's not my maisa anymore. My maisa was over when I lit the stick. That's Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we determine the end of your maisa by all of the definite outcomes of your maisa. Not from the koach of your maisa, but from the definite outcomes of that maisa. So if I took a match and I lit the stick, and contained in that lighting is determined that it should set the whole forest on fire, that's no less of an outcome than the ink on the paper. That's no less of a definitive outcome than the ink on the paper. Ah, Ari is asking a good question. It's not definite. It's true. I mean, someone can put it out, or the wind could cease for some unusual reason. That's true. So it has to be the natural consequences, the ordinary natural, what is ordinarily and naturally contained in the description of this mice. If I had a whole setup of wood and a whole field and I lit one, I would say, well, that I set fire to what? Let's say there's a house and I take a match and I set fire to one corner. What would you say I did? You say I've set fire to one corner, or I set the house on fire. So that question is the key question. How would we answer the question? We would look at the normal conditions and determine what was contained in that maisa. What was really the object? Given the nature of fire, what really was the object of your lighting? Was it just this little inch with a fire attached to? Or would I say it was the whole house? So if definitively I would say it was the whole house, given the nature of fire, then that is part of my maisa. It doesn't have to be, the point is, it's similar the way we're saying, a little bit similar, because we were saying yesterday that Reish Lakish is sticking to a very, what you might call, mechanical view of maisa. And Rabbi Yochanan has a more conceptual view of maisa. But over here, it's in terms of Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, we take into account the nature of what you're dealing with, and the extent of your maisa has to take into account the properties of the objects that you're dealing with. Fire is it works differently than a rock. So, but given the knowledge we have of fire, it's no different to say that your maisa set the whole field on fire, and your maisa sent the arrow flying. They both were definitively, contained in the original motion of your body, and your body set in motion certain definite or natural course of events. The fact that you can impart energy to an object and send it flying is no less natural and definitive than starting a chain reaction of energy that will destroy the field. So therefore, Tosis is able to say then, given that opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that just like my maisa of setting the field on fire, all of the burning, the entire trajectory is mine because it's definitive. So too, if I have a definitive trajectory, putting something into it is like putting it right into the fire. Because that's the whole nature of the idea of fire, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that by the din of Eish, we consider the natural path of the thing as a present reality. And no different than taking a guy and putting him into the flight of an arrow. But that's Midin Eish. So, just to go back to Reish Lakish for a second. As every Maisa, when we say that there's a Maisa, we mean that you're doing something, right? That's how we got started with this whole topic. As opposed to like speech, we said is a Maisa Zuta, because it's just the motion of your body, but it's not making anything, right? But when we're talking about Maisa over here in Nezek and Ritzicha, we're talking about the motion of your body insofar as it affects something else outside of it. Now, the problem though is there could be a long, long chain of events that your motion set into motion. Where is it considered to be the product? Where do we say the product is considered to be the product of your maisa, in other words, contained in your maisa, and where do we say it comes from something that your maisa did, which means to say it's a grama? Is that a clear question?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's the basis. That's the basis of everything. That way of thinking about things is the basis of everything here. Yeah. So Reish Lakish says like this. He says, in a mechanical view, that you have to look at the motion of your body, and you have to look at the motion that caused. And whatever motion the your body caused is part of the motion of your body. So if I took a rock and I wound up and I got a good motion of my arm and threw the rock, so the rock's motion is part of the motion of my arm. So that is the product of my goof. So if I took an arrow, right, and I set in motion the arrow with my goof, then that is the product of my motion too. Okay? But if I light a fire, the motion of the fire is me'elav, like Rashi said in Bava Kamma. It's not an extension of the motion of my body anymore. It's its own motion. So that can't be considered the maisa of my guf anymore. So it's not mishum chitzav. So far, so good?
kind of why are we not considering the motion of my body anymore?
Because the motion of my body put the match to the tinder, right? But the subsequent marching forth of the fire is not tied to that motion, is not part of that motion anymore. When I throw a rock, my body moved, and the motion of my body contained the motion of the rock. Literally, the rock was in my hand with the motion of my hand. And then that motion continued. The motion of my goof simply continued through the rock. Very technical, very mechanical. So that's all considered the motion of my goof. That's all considered my maisa. No different than if I take a piece of paper and I tear it. Okay. Or if I take a knife and I stab somebody with it. That knife is moving because of the motion of my goof. Now what's the difference if the motion of my goof continues without my goof? That doesn't matter. That's still all is considered to be the very motion of my goof, and therefore that is the product of my maisa. So if I take a rock and I throw it, all of the motion of that rock from my koach is considered to be the maisa of me, my maisa. The rock is the motion of that rock is my maisa. Why? Because it stemmed, it originated, and it continued simply the maisa that my goof gave it. But the fire doesn't continue from the maisa that my goof gave it. It continues with its own motion.
Would you say similarly that
the initial part that you lit?
That's right. That's why Tosus, that's why Reish Lakish learned all of those cases in Bava Kama, that it was the makom of where the coal landed that would be the issue. Right?
Okay,
not where it goes forth. Now, but, this is to answer your second question, yet we know the Torah says you are chayev for Eish. So how is that possible? So Reish Lakish says it must be a different din, that there's a chi of shmira on the Eish. That's midin mamono. But he can't analogize it to chitzav.
What do you mean by
So in other words, Tosus learns, therefore we must say that when the Torah says you chayev for burning somebody's field down, it can't be that it's like I shot an arrow, because my koach ceases long before the fire gets beyond the initial makom. So therefore, it must be the Torah is telling you a different chiddush, that when you have a fire, you have a chi of shmira on it. And when you set somebody's field on fire, you're negating your chi of shmira, and it's just like letting your shore go run loose and trample somebody's yard. So it would be a din of mamon, though, that I'm chayev via mamon. So a nafkamina would be if I lit a field on fire and a guy was there and he got burned to death. If it's mishum chitzov, I could be chayev for killing, according to Tosus' first answer. But if it's midin mamono, all I can say is it's like I let my shore loose, but I'm not chayev misa for that. Package. Okay, let's go a little further. Say it like this. So last time we took up the case with the snake. We're done with that. That's different. Now there's one more case. It says like this. Umiu kasha. It's sort of in the middle of the doses. The first word in line is ba'olam. So the smack in the middle. Umiu kasha, he says, hahi de zorak tziror lamala de besamach. So the thing is, one of those toasts, and we got to know every case that's coming up. Okay, so let's take a quick look. Where is that case? Yeah, so the bottom, Ayin Zayin Beis, he says, Omar Rav Papa, Zorak Tziror Lamala. You throw a rock up, okay? V'holcha L'tzidodin V'horga Chayev. But it didn't come straight down. It went off to the side and killed somebody. Rashi, V'holcha L'tzidodin Derech Nefilosa. Shalom Nafla Kinegdo. Didn't come straight back down. Ella kishehi chozeres la'aretz hayisa misracheches litzadadin. So you threw it up, but when it came down a foot to the side of you. And it killed somebody when it came down. So what does Rav Papa say? You'll be chayav misa for that. That's like killing somebody. That's like throwing the rock at the guy's head, Rav Papa. Avalim nafla nochacha v'harga. But if it fell right back down to where you from where you threw it, and it killed somebody, so you got out of the way, and somebody stepped in the way, Potter. Delav kochohu elahi chozeres la'aretz me'eleha. So your koach is no longer involved in it coming. Your koach sent it up, but it comes down by itself. So what does Tosafot want to know about that case? But still, what's the kasha?
What was the case that he was chayv?
If it went to the side and killed somebody.
You threw it up and it went down.
So you threw it up with a little bit of a loop. So you're standing here.
It was your koach.
You threw it up and it fell down 5 feet away and landed on somebody's head.
Oh, and it was your koach that made it go to the side.
That's right.
But if it just...
If it went straight up,
then it's no longer your koach that's letting it go down.
Exactly. So what's Tosa's problem? So he says, Dimashma de'ilo ozel etzadadn el letachas potter. Amai l'chayev mididavia avno v'sakino maso shenichon b'rosh gogo v'noflu b'ruch metzuya d'chayev mishum isho. Ibahadi de'ozli kom mazki kidisa perakamo devokamo. You know what? I don't really want to do this part now. This is getting into his... this is a challenge to his Eish theory. That Eish, you'll be chayav misa for. He's trying to work out. Yeah. Because in the end, he comes out saying it's possible that you never get chayav for Eish. But it's opening up another inyan that we're not really ready for. Koach. So that's really the next subject, is koach. So let's do that first. And then we'll try to come back to this. All right, let's start a little bit on the next sugya. Ready?
You mean so the koach is going according to his lakish, I'm saying?
No, it's a new question. It's a new question of when do we say the person's koach ends. So everybody agrees, like I was saying before, that to the extent that the object is, to the extent that your koach is involved, that's your maisa. So if I throw something, that's definitely my koach. That's definitely my maisa. But let's say I throw something, it hits the wall and bounces back. Is that still my koach, or is that something else already? When does my koach consider to be stopped? Hits the ground and rolls. Where is it considered to be my koach, and where is it considered to be the end of my koach?
It's not at all about koach.
Complex, no, right? Now, is this whole thing in Tosus is he's bothered by the question of that he's bothered by this proposition that he's putting out, which is like this. He's saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you'll be chayav misa on Eish, because Eish is mishum chitzov, and anything that is definite has the din of Eish. So then, an Eish, like we're saying, trumps koach. Eish is the thing that extends your koach. Eish goes beyond koach. Right, no, even where your koach has ceased, you'll be chayav b'din Eish. That's the whole chiddush of Eish. So then his problem is, why does the Gemara say when I throw the rock straight up and it comes back down and hits somebody on the head, that I'll be putter? Because it's not koach. Who cares it's not koach? It should be Eish. I know for sure it's going to come back down.
You have to resolve this case according to Rabbi
Yochanan. That's right. So in the end, he sort of gives up. I mean, he gives another possibility and says that it's not true. You'll never be chayav. These aren't really Eish cases, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But that's what he's working through now. But I'd rather just go to see the koach cases first. And then maybe we'll come back to this. I'm not sure. Let's start the next piece. Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. We'll see where it takes us. It still is a little bit of a remnant of the other case. This is like this: Amar Rava Dachfo Lebor Vesulam Bebor. So let's say you push a guy into the pit, okay? But there's a ladder in the pit. So is that deadly? No. That's not a Maisa of Hariga, because he's able to get out. But when he's in the pit, someone else comes and pulls out the ladder. Potter. Even if he himself pulls out the ladder, he's potter. Why? Because when you pushed him in, he was able to get out. Okay, and what about pulling out the ladder? Rashi, Kodam Visilko, Afiluhu, Hadoche Vatsmo, even if the guy who pushed him in is Kodam Visilko, Kodam Nifiloso Shelze, even if he pulled out the ladder before the guy even hit the ground, he'll be putter. Why? Because at the time that he pushed him, he could have gotten out. Because the ladder was in there. He didn't push him into a deadly situation. What do you think of that? So it's true, if the guy fell into the water and you pulled out the ladder, you'd be chayev. No? What do you say about that case? If a guy fell into water, and the only way he can get out is with a ladder, and he can't swim, and you remove the ladder, would that be mitzamzem? Or is it just grama because you're not touching the guy? I mean, it would seem as grama if it's not, because your maisa is not to the gavra. And it's not creating the situation. He's in the situation already. I don't think that's mitzamtim. I'd like to go a little further. Let's take up these few cases. Next, Amar Rava, Zorach Chetz Vitris Biyado. You shoot an arrow and the guy is holding a shield. Okay, so the guy's holding a shield and you shoot an arrow at him. But right now the arrow would hit the shield. Okay? Ubo acher v'notlo, and somebody comes and pulls the shield away. Potter. Vafiluhu called him v'notlo. Potter. Same thing. Debo idno deshadye be mifsak piske gere. Because when he shot him, the arrow would have stopped. Afiluhu called him azorigas achetz. The rots. He's going to be putter. So I shoot an arrow with a very high trajectory into the air. I run to the guy with the shield, and I pull the shield away from him. The arrow comes down and kills him. Putter. Because when I shot it, it wasn't a deadly shot, because there was a shield. And then I'm not going to be chayev for pulling away, for just doing something that will convert the situation into a deadly situation. Because that's a grama. Again, is it because I'm pulling on the arrow? Is it because I'm pulling on the shield? But I'm not touching the guy? Just a grama, it would seem so. Let's do a little more. He says, let's say you shoot a guy and he has medicine. In other words, the guy has medical supplies that could save him from the shot. Okay? Ubo'acher upizron. And someone else comes and smacks them out of his hand. Afilu hu kadamu pizron. Potter. even if he came and smacked it out of his hands, he's potter. Because again, dibo idno dishada be yochol hisrapos. Going even further. When he shot him, he had the ability to heal himself. So that makes it not deadly. Amazing. And then when you remove it later, you remove that ability later, that's a grama. Now, Amaravashi, Hilkach, according to that, afilu samonin b'shuk, even if there's medicine available, kevendim yesh sham samonin ma'ru'yim liraf oso, biyado potartale, since if he was holding them, you'd be potter, afilu einam biyado, who cares if it's actually in his hand, ele mitsuyim b'shuk, liknos b'shas zrika, even if they're just available to purchase, hare ilu, even if he himself can't find them later. Omar Ravashi, yeah. Omar Acha Bray the Ravel Ravashi, Nizdamnu lo samonin mahu, Lemochero Achara Make, Velo Konon, Velo Ripe Atma. What if he found someone? I'm sorry, Lemuka. He found the guy who was injured found the samon, right? But he didn't buy them. So he says, "Amar lei hare yatsa mi based in Zakai, mahu mi aminon hare haya yocholis rapos odil makaven de b'shas rika lo havi samonin michayev the hamakas maves." Now the case is in reverse. Let's say at the time you shot the guy, there was no medicine available. Okay, but after you shot him, someone appeared with the medicine, and this person didn't take it. What's the din? Do you say since he didn't take it, you are potter, because that was his own fault? Or do you say since you shot him, when you shot him, there was no samonin, you did a makas moves? Right. So he says, no, he's Yotzami based in Zakai. Klomer, Ho'ul v'kodem omdo b'din matzu lo zechus ein lanu l'chayva. Funny answer. He says, since we have a zechus before we brought him to din, then we can't say it's chayv. What kind of an answer is that? What does that mean? What kind of an answer is it? I mean, it's a funny way of saying it. Are they saying he's pater or saying he's chayv? Saying, what do you mean we have a zechus? So if we have a zechus, that means he's pater. So just say he's pater. What do you mean? It's once he has a zechus like this, since we found him a zechus before Amid al-Adin, we can't make him chayev. What does that mean? So it means to say that he really did a maisa of misa. Right? He really did a maisa of misa. And it did result in misa. But we can't be mechayev him for the misa, because there's something that could have prevented it. As it sounds like they're saying, it doesn't change the fact that his misa was a misa of misa. We don't retroactively, it doesn't change that. But to be mechayev him bedin, it has to be that his Maisa Misa was the direct result of the guy's death. If you did a Maisa Misa and something else resulted in his death, we simply can't be Mechayivim for that Maisa Misa.
Be healed.
Correct, but they're not saying that. See, they're not saying, Gemara is not saying that when the person chose not to take the medicine, for whatever reason, he becomes his own murderer. They're not saying that. They're not saying that removes, they're not saying that that resets the whole situation and that terminates the original guy's maisa. They're not saying that the gavra who refuses to take the medicine now breaks the whole original maisa of misa. I don't know why now. I have to think about it. But they're not saying that. If he was saying that, then he would have simply said, that his Misa Misa ended before the death, so it became a non-Misa Misa. They're not saying that. They're saying he still did a Misa of Misa, and there still was a death that was related to it. But we can't be mechayev him because the guy had an opportunity to heal himself and he didn't take it. So therefore, it's like a mitigating thing. It removes some of his culpability, and we can't be mechayev a guy for mishpat moves unless his Misa Misa was the only cause of the death. This will be an added cause. It doesn't remove him from being a cause, but it adds a reason why we can't be mechayev him for the death, because there was another factor involved. But it does. But the reason why it doesn't undo his Misa is because it's also only a grama. Now, it's his not taking the medicine is just a grama in his death. In order to redo the situation, it would seem you'd need to have another Misa. All right, not really our topic. But the question we have to think about is, in all of these cases, why is the guy who removes the ladder and the shield and the medicine Potter?
They're all different. Right?
No, they're all the same. They're removing, they're turning the situation deadly by removing a protection. It's just difference if the protection would have come before or after the would have prevented it or helped him remove himself from the situation. But why is that not a mitzamtzim is the question. Right? Why is it not a mitzamtzim? So by the pit you could say, because there was no mamus, but by the arrow, I mean the arrow is coming.
Right, the arrow is what killed him.
But that's
that
a sof.
What killed him, but by the case of the pit, it's the starvation that killed him, not the...
Right. Or even where the guy is dying, but he has the medicine in his hand. He's actually in the throes of the death.
Right, that's why I'm saying they're all a little different.
So it would seem the only reason is because he's not doing a Misa to the Gavra, he's doing a Misa to something else. That Misa of knocking out the... In other words, if I'm mitzamtzim is where the Misa is to the Gavra, I'm holding his head, like Rashi says, and he's pushing back up. But I'm holding his head down. So the Misa, that was our formula. We wanted to say there has to be a Misa to the to something, to the victim. Misa Hariga, a full Misa Hariga, is where you take a mamus and you apply it to the victim. That's the full description of a Misa. There's the Gavra who's doing the action. There's the thing he's doing the action with, and then there's the person he's doing the action to. So he takes a knife and he kills a guy, sticks it in his heart. So that's his action with the object that's deadly to the Gavra. But mitzamtzem is where he's acting on the Gavra and just converting the something that's already maintaining a certain relationship that already exists between the water and the Gavra and turning it deadly, qualifying it. But in all of these cases, he's not doing an action to the Gavra at all. He's doing an action to the shield, he's doing an action to the ladder, he's doing an action to the medicine. So that's all a grama.
So three-step process.
That's right. In order to have the full Misa, it must contain the three... The Misa itself must contain... must be yours, and it must contain the object of the death and the victim of the death. But Samsam is just telling you, you don't have to deliver the object. You can maintain the person under the influence of the object. But in these last cases of Rava, you're just turning the situation deadly, but you're not acting on the Gavra or the Chefza. That's the Chiddush of these cases. Don't think Mitzamtzim is telling you turning the situation deadly itself is like a Maisa or Misa. It's not. That's not what Mitzamtzim is telling you. That's obviously the Chiddush of Rava. Don't get carried away with Mitzamtzim. Mitzamtzim doesn't mean turning a situation deadly. It has to be a Maisa to the Gavra that contains the Mamus, which converts it from a from a safe situation to a deadly situation. But that's like a conversion. That's like, it's like you're applying the water to the guy in a deadly way now, because the water was there, it wasn't deadly, and your action on him is like directing the water, is now turning the water's relationship.
So it does have.
That's exactly. But the shield doesn't, the shield, the ladder and the medicine doesn't contain the three elements. Okay, so Koach is next. All right, let's stop here.